Allentown Public Theater celebrates Women and Women's History Month with a performance of Parallel Lives, a sketch comedy written by Mo Gaffney and Kathy Najimy, on stage at the Antonio Salemi Foundation, 542 West Hamilton Street, now through April 7th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Parallel Lives takes an amusing look at relationships, women's roles in society, and gender issues. It's been called a humorous romp and a smart and provocative show. WDIY's George Miller and Kate Scuffle talked with Artistic Director of Allentown Public Theater and Director of this production, Joshua Neth, and Samantha Beadle, who stars in this production.
Kathy Najimy and Mo Gaffney are really, really hilarious women in the funny world of show business, and they wrote this play together. They have created these worlds that these characters live in, and there's about 30 different characters, but there's only two women playing each of these characters, right. So it's a whirlwind of parallel lives, I guess.
And sometimes be a little bit regretful about their creations.
For example, afraid that women will have too many advantages, the beings decide to make childbirth painful.
Yeah. Well, what did the male get? I don't know.
But more than that, to give men an enormous egos as compensation, like they had to do that.
We want to make sure everything's even.
Right. Somebody mentioned that it was a romp with feminist sensibility. Is that right?
Yeah. Two women, you can't really get around that. Yeah.
But sometimes you're not always women, are you?
No, I would say it's kind of situational comedy, but it's, I would say, mostly told through a female perspective. You know, a lot of things that kind of come up in female lives, but you see the other side. You see the female perspective of the male's view. Yeah, it's very fun.
And who's the other actress?
Jen Foley. Okay. She's actually from Philadelphia. She's a DeSales graduate, and she lives in Philadelphia, and she makes the commute up, and she's delightful. She's really talented and a really great scene partner. She brings a lot to the table.
You're performing at the Foundation Gallery, yep. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen the Christmas show there, but it seems to me, I was saying to Sam earlier, having been in the gallery, I've often thought this would be a great place to perform. So I'm envious. How's it feel?
It's fantastic. The Foundation has been extremely kind to us, and it's a very intimate space. It's a space where we get to be very close to our audience and really get to feed off the energy that the audience is throwing back, which is a lot of fun in productions like this, where a lot of it is kind of dependent upon this mutual energy that's being shared between the actors on stage and the audience. It's a smaller space, so typically things that we put into that space are more minimal shows, so the set is really just a couple of door flats and a center flat with an image that can become a bed and some other things. And kind of nice for us because as a company, we tend to do things that are actor-focused. We generally pick material that is driven by character actors who really want to dig things apart.
And this is a bit of a tip of the hat to, it's National Women's Month, International Women's Month, March.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This was based on an actual cable television show, was it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Kathy and Mo show. Yeah. And these are characters that they've come up with within that, and they put it on paper.
But I thought it was interesting, too, that if I'm attending as an audience member, I go to see the show. The gallery's also hosting something called Women's Work, an art exhibition, again showcasing women artists and all jewelry, prints, all kinds of sculpts. Mm-hmm. It sounds just like a wonderful evening, a wonderful environment.
It's one of the benefits of collaborating with other art spaces, as you know. It seems to be a really nice match. It seems like the audience enjoys the space. It's, you know, they're coming for a theater event, but they're coming into an art space, there's really a lot going on there, which is a lot of fun.
Now, this is in downtown, for the listeners, downtown Allentown, on Hamilton.
It's on Hamilton Street, and it's just past 6th, but if you come in up 6th, there's a big parking lot behind the building, and anybody who's familiar with Crocodile Rock will know it's the same. It's the same.
Same side. 542 West Hamilton, Suite 203.
This is a real tour de force in a lot of ways. I mean, you're playing a lot of characters.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
I love the worlds that these characters live in. It changes every 10 minutes. You meet an angel one minute, and then you meet a kid who's leaving church the next minute. You know, you see so many different parts of life. I love just keeping it fresh and moving on and trying something new. It's almost like a sketch comedy show. I can honestly say that you will take your own parallels from it. It doesn't force anything on you. Yeah. You can go there and just watch it and have a good time, or you can take something from it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's more commentary than anything else, and it has a kind of 90s sensibility to it, but it's definitely these two women women doing two things, having an amazingly fun time together and at the same time commenting on their world and things that they think about.
Artistic director of Allentown Public Theater, Joshua Neth, and director of Parallel Lives. You also heard from the actor, Samantha Beadle, speaking to George Miller and Kate Scuffle from WDIY. Parallel Lives is on stage at the Antonio Salemme Foundation, 542 West Hamilton Street, now through April 7th. For more information, AllentownPublicTheater.com or their phone number is 888-895-5645. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.